This is Your Tour, where we will hit the road searching out live recordings of performers from all over the musical map. For this trip, we will be searching for songs related to this time of year, and we will start out our somewhat spooky episode at the Red Rocks Amphitheater outside of Denver.
Thank you.
And we opened our 11th Your Tour with the Dave Matthews Band performing Halloween from their Weekend on the Rocks album released in November of 2005. It's a song not really about Halloween. Matthews has said that the initial inspiration was his girlfriend from the late 80s. He asked her to marry him 3 times and struck out on 3 swings. Now, here's a center fielder who rarely swings and misses.
I put a spell on you.
My name is Ed Malachowski, and my music show is called 9 Volt Heart. It features folk, bluegrass, and an alternative country music with a special focus on artists coming to town. Tune in Saturday evenings from 5 to 7 for in-studio guests and long-form interviews with those artists.
Daddy inside a bar, so he sat and let the radio take him far away. Thank you.
Ghost from Wussy. They're one of those talented outfits that kind of travels under the wire. They were recorded live at the studio at KEXP in Seattle. John Fogerty, Put a Spell on You, before that, from Farm Aid 1997. So let's go trick-or-treating with one of our favorite artists. This is Lucinda Williams.
This is called Ghosts of Highway 20. Well, I know this road like the back of a van. Same with the stations, all the FM band. Forums and truck stops and fireworks stands. Yeah, I know this road like the back of a hand. Southern secrets still buried deep.
Ghost of Highway 20. You're my saving grace is with the
ghost of our 20. My saving grace is with the ghost of our 20.
Of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project.
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations.
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And that was recorded in 2014 at Leeds, Pearl Jam, and their song Ghost. And before that, we traveled down Highway 20 to trick or treat with some ghosts, but we couldn't find any candy. Just farms and truck stops and firework stands, rundown motels, and rusty junkyards. But, you know, it's okay, because if you have ghosts, you have everything. One, two, three, four.
you have ghosts, you have everything. If you have ghosts, you have everything. You can say anything you want, and you can do everything you want to do. If you have ghosts, you have everything. One never does that. One never does that. You can call it surprise that it is, and a part of me is me. One never does that. In the night, I am real. In the night, I am real. The moon to the left is a part of my thoughts, and a part of me is me. In the night, I am real.
Reggae Down is on Mondays from 6 to 8 p.m. Turn on your radio for great sounds from international reggae artists, roots, dancehall, DJ mixes, and rhythms. Get down with Reggae Down every Monday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Valley Free Radio.
And you are listening to WXOJLP 103.3 Valley Free Radio in Northampton. And we are an all-volunteer station. We've entered our 21st year on the air, and our eclectic and entertaining lineup is better than ever. Just go to valleyfreeradio.org and check out all that good stuff. And before the station ID, we heard a band called Ghost with a live acoustic cover of Roki Erickson's classic, If You Have Ghosts, You Have Everything. You know, Roki was a tortured talent. Struggled with mental illness for much of his life, and it was a condition exacerbated by his frequent use of psychedelics. He ended up spending years in a mental institution after pleading insanity to avoid jail time for possession of marijuana. Let's go and hear a song about witches.
Thank you. you. Thank you.
I was peeking up here. Are you male or female?
Male.
Uh-huh. I've been looking at you for about 45 minutes now. Can you... That's a charming-looking thing. Would you unveil yourself there for a minute? Can we see who's inside? Mm-hmm. Ah, famous! Alan! Nice to see you, old fellow. Now, somebody is going to say, take the mask off inside now, you know. We're delighted to have you all with us. Looking good. Let's turn back to the man who... the man who went with a craze for monsters long before... Come on now, come on. There, boy. Got long claws there. Ladies and gentlemen, back for the second go-around of the one that was so popular not too long ago, a thing called the Monster Mash. Ladies and gentlemen, again, Mr. Bobby Pickett.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east, to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guest included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sound. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hound. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Drac's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said,
whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool. Drac's a part of the band. And my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Bordy sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And you, my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Mash.
Yes, Igor, you impetuous young boy.
Mash good.
Monster mash. Monster mash.
And that's from the October 31st, 1964 edition of American Bandstand. And we heard Dick Clark, he was joking around with the audience, who were all wearing masks. And then he introduced Bobby Pickett, who kind of camped his way through his hit, Monster Mash. And we opened the second half of your tour at the 2012 Rock Hall of Fame induction ceremony, featuring Donovan, with some help from John Mellencamp, duetting on Season of the Witch. Let's move away from monsters and witches and switch over to songs about pumpkins.
You must be Daddy's little turkey. You must be Daddy's little
funk and I can tell by the way you roll. You must be daddy's little punk and I can tell by the way you roll. It's 11:15, you're sleeping on a bedroom floor. I can see the fire burning right behind your eyes. I can see the fire burning, baby, burning right behind your eyes. You must have swallowed a can with some other kind of surprise. I'm a going down a Memphis track, $300 in cash. Yeah, I'm a going down a Memphis track, $300 in cash. All the women in Memphis want to see how long my money will last.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! You're listening to Valley Free Radio, WXOJLP 103.3 FM in Northampton, Massachusetts.
Oh, won't you save all your pumpkin pie? Oh, won't you save all your pumpkin pie? Oh, won't you save all your pumpkin pie just for me, girl? Please don't give none away. Let it get sweeter by the day. But won't you save it, baby? Please save it. Come on and save it all for me. Oh, won't you save all your cherry jam? Oh, won't you save all your cherry jam? Oh, won't you save all your cherry jam just for me, girl? Please don't give none away. Let it get sweeter by the day. Oh, won't you save it, baby? Please save it. Come on and save it all for me. Thank you.
save all your pumpkin pie. Oh, won't you save all your pumpkin pie? Oh, won't you save all your pumpkin pie just for me, girl? Please don't give none away. Let it get sweeter by the day. But won't you save it, baby? Please save it. Come on and save it all for me. Give them some beans and rice. But won't you save it, baby? Please save it. Come on and save it all for me. Go ahead, basement. That sounds pretty good. Let's leave him alone, man. Here we go.
California Honey Drops, and some delicious live pumpkin pie with some help from the audience. And John Prine proceeded with Daddy's Little Pumpkin. Next up, we have a song based on the writings of Hungarian author and philosopher Arthur Koestler. Now, don't feel bad if you don't know anything about Koestler. I didn't either. And here's Sting to fill us in about it.
There's no political solution.
that's Sting, and a spirited rendition of the Police 1981 hit, Spirits in the Material World. Here's what Sting explained about the song's meaning. Quote, I thought, while political progress is clearly important in resolving conflict around the world, there are spiritual, as opposed to religious, aspects of our recovery that also need to be addressed. I suppose by spiritual, I mean the ability to see the bigger picture, to be able to step outside the narrow box of our conditioning and access those higher modes of thinking that Kessler talked about. Without this, politics is just the rhetoric of failure. Well, that was from 1981, but kind of applies today. We hope you enjoyed our 11th installment of your tour, and we're going to have the boss bring us the spirit in the night on this Halloween Eve with a performance from New Year's Eve in 1980. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next Thursday. Stay tuned for Democracy Now!
see Davy got really hurt. He crawled into the lake in just his socks and a shirt. Me and Crazy Janie were making love in the dirt, singing our birthday song. Well, our Janie said, "Hey, old brother, don't you think it's time that we go?" Well, we closed our eyes and said, "Goodbye to Gypsy Angel Road."